Luke 23, verse 32. Read down through this. I've been going through the seven statements that the Lord said on Calvary. This is the last one. And hopefully that we admire Jesus Christ more, because that's what it's all about. If you focus on Jesus Christ more than yourself, you do a lot better. And if the church would focus on Jesus Christ more than themselves, then they'd do a lot better. Luke 23, verse 32. Luke 23, 32, it says, "And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Okay, that's the first statement. The first and the seventh, he addressed the Father, and that's what today is. He's addressing the Father down in verse 46. Verse 35, verse 34 at the end, "And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, This is the king of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. And the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise." So that's one of the three statements that he uttered during the light time, during the morning hours. And then from noon, verse 44, "And it was about the sixth hour, there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour." So that's where the other four statements are mentioned. "And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said,